K-State Nation, this is another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, good morning here on this Thursday, May 8th, 2025. This is the first time I'm listening to this K-State podcast. Yes, another K-State podcast. We're trying to cover all things K-State sports, whether that is women's golf, more on that in a minute, football, baseball. Baseball has a huge series this weekend at home. Back in Manhattan, Kansas, and everything else in between. Go ahead, subscribe, like. That's not how I wanted to transition to that. But for some of this podcast, thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen this morning. I'm moving some things around. Already recorded the women's golf episode. I wanted it to be planned on it to be in the lunch hour. That is not going to happen. I'm going to put that in a prime time position there. So be on the lookout for that. Obviously, if you have not known by now, K-State, again, already recorded this episode there. K-State women's golf headed to the NCAA National Championships. I'm not going to explain more on that. That's on that podcast there. So be out and look out for that tonight around 6:30. So be on the lookout for that. This, moving this up since football, going to be here for you all know it. Football, big news coming out of here on the coaching staff side. So, Coach True, out. Okay, here's the situation here. Now, let me see. Let me see. Yeah, I saw this yesterday, late in the day. Well, I'm going to have to switch my screen over a little bit because I saw it on one of the feeds there, which I have not listened to yet, which I probably will jump on and listen to it here. At some point today, obviously, and that's not the feed I want. I'm sorry, folks. Let me see if I can get to it. Yeah, so Coach True, yeah, so let me see here. Yeah, True Carroll, yeah, there we go. I do not want to butcher his name. I'm so sorry, but not out, but True Carroll moving on to USC. Now, which USC that is, I have no clue. I'm going to take a stab at it and say, without even looking, listening to the podcast, the other podcast, Southern California, obviously True Carroll, huge part of this K-State program, football program anyways, was part of that national championship. Now I'm getting all crossed up on this Thursday, but the Big 12 championship team was a huge part, and a lot of coaches, and what I've heard anyways, that True Care played a huge role in that, obviously. And now, taking the job at USC in the same position, move up Ray Thomas in the same position now, taking over for True Carroll there. Ray Thomas, now the full strength and conditioning staff. And now he's been promoted to the director of strength and conditioning there. Chris Kleiman announced that yesterday. I saw this late. So that's huge news for K-State football here. From Coach Kleiman yesterday, quote, "We are pleased to elevate Ray to lead our strength and conditioning program." Continues on here to say, quote, "Our players and coaches have the utmost respect for him and his style and leadership. Will it fit seamlessly with our program as we enter the summer training months and into the season?" End quote there as well. Ray Thomas, obviously worked underneath True Carroll. He's played a huge role in this as well. Now taking over the same spot True Carroll has for the last several years in Manhattan for the K-State football team. Big news coming out of football late yesterday. True Carroll taking the same job at, I want to say, Southern Cal. They say USC. There's two USCs. So there's South Carolina and there's USC. So I'm going to assume it's Southern California there for True Carroll. So congratulations to True Carroll. Now moving on to bigger, better things. Meanwhile, this is the third or fourth coaching move here in the offseason for K-State football. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. There here as we inch a day closer. Yeah, we're pretty much in the summer. Pretty in the summer here. K-State football, only 10, as I've heard, 10 practices, and really worked on mostly conditioning there as well. But big news coming out of football yesterday, late, Ray Thomas taking over as the director of strength and conditioning operations for K-State football. leading into the 2025 season. Again, K-State, folks, will be opening up overseas against Iowa State right off the bat. Big 12 opener right off the bat overseas, Dublin, Ireland, going down this fall to open up the football season. And we all know, I'm not getting into this right now. It's too easy. But obviously, huge season, obviously, for Chris Klieman, Avery Johnson and company, coming off a 9-4 season, which they fell short of getting to Arlington, Texas, with the Big 12 Championship when they were picked preseason 2 last year. It would be interesting to see what I'm going to assume. Again, there was a good conversation in the midday radio show yesterday. It wasn't yesterday. It was the day before yesterday, talking about contenders and pretenders, whatever, in the Big 12. And yeah, K-State is going to be in the mix again. They're just they're going to be right there in the mix, and they should be. There's no excuse. And look, you missed it. It was a disappointment. You missed the Big 12 Championship last year. A disappointment. Yeah, you went 9 wins and all that, but missed opportunities there, and you can't miss an opportunity again. And you have the pieces in place there to get the job done. Obviously, you need Avery Johnson to take a couple steps forward. Hey, that just might be me saying that. I don't know. But he needs to move up a couple blocks if this team, along with several other people, but mainly Avery Johnson, the leader of this football team, he's got to take a couple steps forward if this team is going to get where they need to go in 2025, in the fall, coming this fall, folks. But yeah, Ray Thomas taking over there as well. And let me see. Looks like I'm what's his goal here to Ray Thomas here after the promotion yesterday back in Manhattan? Quote, "I am blessed and thankful for the opportunity for this new role." He goes on to say here, quote, "I look forward to helping continue to lead these young men with Coach Klieman's vision in mind. It's time to get to work and begin preparations for the summer workouts in the 2025 season," end quote there. As well, again, more Ray Thomas here coming to Manhattan again as an assistant strength and conditioning coach. Back in 2021, Thomas was promoted to associate strength and conditioning coach prior to the 2023 season. And then, of course, before arriving at Kansas State, Ray Thomas worked at a 2018 for Colorado State. Year after that, it was Arkansas, and then the 2020 year, he was at South Carolina. See, I'm getting all this, South Florida, so he was there at that as well. Bachelor's degree, health performance and physical education from Adams State University. That is in Alamosa, Colorado. I got Cali on my mind this morning, apparently. So Colorado there as well. But yeah, so big news come out of here as well. So backing up to your opener real quick, the Aer Lingus College Football Classic, August 23rd, Dublin, Ireland, Iowa State, Farmageddon in Ireland going down. I can't emphasize, that is going to be enormous game for K-State. You got to get off to the right start there as well. There's going to be so much talk between now and then, obviously, once all the spring sports wrap up, women's golf, moving on to the postseason, continuing on the postseason run, dream run to the national championship. Again, that episode comes out tonight, so be out look out for that. I'm moving that to tonight. My other podcast, the EG podcast, will roll, the Thursday edition will roll in after that. So a lot there as well. So there's going to be plenty of football to talk around there. Baseball is going to be coming in close here within the next month or so. So once that's over, we'll be shifting our focus more on to football, of course, unless we hear other major news. And then, obviously, then you have Colin Corbin, the new era of K-State soccer. So a lot of anticipation here for K-State fall sports here as soon as we get through. But we still have to get through the summer months here, and it's May 8th. So I feel like it's summer already with the workout we put down here before hopping on this podcast. So definitely, football is definitely in the air. And again, True Carroll getting the same job at Southern California. Move in, Ray Thomas to take over for strength and conditioning program director for Kansas State moving forward into the summer, obviously, and heading in to a huge 2025 campaign. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast fan of Freedom Bible Daily. Remember, chance to record K-State content. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for checking out this episode. And I'll go ahead and tap that like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Y'all will be notified about that. Fresh content on Podbean. Myself and Alex Aiden over there. New episode up now. Podbean app. Greer 3, Eddie's podcast over there. Greer number 3, Eddie podcast. And of course, tell one K-State fan, student, your next door neighbor or roommate about this podcast. That's going to wrap things up on a football edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Ray Thomas now taking over, director of strength and conditioning program at Kansas State football, heading into a big summer and, of course, with the fall 2025 season here just a couple months out. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.